You're listening to the Wrestling Radio by Arnob Chakraborty.
Hello guys, it's me Arnob. Welcome to the Wrestling Radio by Arnob Chakraborty. So, today's episode is also like that. The sudden death of two legendary wrestlers. One is Terry Funk and the name is... another name is Windham Rotunda. You can just say it's Bray Wyatt. I was really shocked about that Bray Wyatt is no more. And I have researched that Bray Wyatt was suffered from heart attack. But the thing is, Bray Wyatt was the most dangerous character in WWE history. And he's made every wrestler proud and strong and everything. So, we have checked it out. And we have can't expect it that how can he died. So, but it was a very tragic death. At the age of 36, he is no more. And I think we need to focus about the heart attack. So that's very shocking about that. We have never expected that this kind of wrestler can be died by using heart attack. But I think this was very pathetic condition about it. And even so, we have no words to say, but I would like to say that, and even if I talk about Terry Funk, so Terry Funk is also a greatest wrestler in this hardcore industry in WWE and I think in ECW, right? Terry Funk was the greatest wrestler ever, but in my mind I would like to say that Terry Funk using every materials to fight, but he is very strong wrestler ever. But I think there was a major problem with this. If you change it, you can do it. But if I talk about Bray Wyatt, and I was really sad about JoJo and his kids. It's really deserted, like it. Never expected that it would really happen at all. JoJo is a former WWE announcer taking some comments from other wrestlers, and it's Bray Wyatt's wife. Right now, I think I feel the pain about after the loss of husband. Everything was broken down into pieces. So it was like the age of 36, I think it's too early in my mind. And I think says that I would really stress WWE or endeavor whoever talking the company about to put his wife family, put his wife, bring her back as a ring announcer. JoJo was a ring announcer. Yes, absolutely right. JoJo was a ring announcer. Bringing her back and give her some kind of job. Overpay the hell out of her. Send those kids to college. Put a college fund together for whatever. I think. And even I got something new said after the death of Bray Wyatt. WWE has taken a decision to sell his merchandise, Bray Wyatt's merchandise, and I think everyone should buy Bray Wyatt merchandise, and after the completion of merchandise, the funds will be donated to his family. JoJo, I think it would take this money for helping our kids, for investing colleges. Funds, everything for education. So I think WWE is doing the great initiative and I just really loved it after his passing away. But really shocking and disordered things. It was never unbelievable that Bray Wyatt should be. Some people are relating to Eddie Guerrero. Yeah, I think it could be relatable because same thing was happened early. Eddie Guerrero was also no more about his heart attack. In 2005, everybody was making a shock, and after that, same thing was happened again. Bray Wyatt, Yes, you can just say it's completely relatable to that. But it's unthinkable that how can he lost. But I think he's nowhere. But the Fire family two member was still exist. Eric Rowan and Braun Strowman. But I think Braun Strowman was parted away. Braun Strowman is concentrating his, you can just say, his independent wrestler. He is no longer in another group, but he is still supporting his family because he's the greatest wrestler ever. So just ignore this. Some doggies were barking. I was sorry to say because I don't have any time to say, but this is a very urgent recording to say. But I would like to say thank you, WWE. And even not only WWE have paid tribute, even Ring of Honor, even AEW, even Impact Wrestling has also paid tribute. This was a really good step because if you're thinking that WWE should only pay, but I think other companies has also paid tribute. So I would like to say thank you to AEW, thank you to Impact Wrestling, thank you to Ring of Honor. And I think some international companies, sorry, some independent companies also pay tribute. So thank you to independent companies and thank you to WWE for paying tribute to Bray Wyatt. So I would like to say that this was really a very shocking this. But I think everybody should concentrate about the heart, cardio, because I know I got some another news that Bray Wyatt was earlier suffered from COVID and his heart was completely damaged, I think, but he's still recovering. But suddenly he got a heart attack. It's normal, but this is really shocking. More that this is really too sad about these things. Never expected that it would say any things about it. But I think he played a major role and he is a main event star and he is a WWE World Heavyweight Champion, also he is a WWE Universal Champion also, and he is completely deserving and he proved it so many times. So from the bottom of my heart, respect to Bray Wyatt, rest in peace to both Terry Funk and the legendary Bray Wyatt also. And even if I talk about something tragic, yeah, so Terry Funk, I think he was a hellier. But I think, in my mind, I wanted to say that Terry Funk's death was, I think it was saying that really shocking. So, never expected it. Last I saw about Terry Funk. So, what can we expect of it? But he is a very good asset. And he is using chainsaw. And he last given to Dean Ambrose using chainsaw. But he is a very dangerous star. So, it's an emotional tribute to SmackDown. But I think the Bray Wyatt tragic death, it was quite shocking. It was like it's a goosebumps game that how it was happened. Really, really shocking about it. Okay, so this is the ending of the today's episode. And again saying from the wrestling radio by Arnab Chakravarti, pay tribute to Bray Wyatt and Terry Funk, rest in peace to both of us. Thank you so much for entertaining us. And we will entertain in a speech like a podcast means for that. We really care about for each and every others. Yeah, sometimes we hate Bray Wyatt, but I think Bray Wyatt has entertained us. Has entertained all the wrestling universe. He is a very shocking things before Luke Harper passes away and now Bray Wyatt. So that's a very quite shocking. but everybody was happy that after WWE Extreme Rules, Bray Wyatt is back. It was like, I was also happy. There was more crowd, more enjoyment. So, that's the thing. So, okay, thank you so much. Bye. Love you all.